When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whoa! We can never play Quiplash again.
We did.
That got unhinged.
We did nothing wrong.
You and I didn't. It was one specific member.
I did some pretty awful stuff too.
You did. Yeah. You did. I was the tamed one.
Yeah. But...
Nick horrified his girlfriend with.
Visibly uncomfortable.
And we're like, are you sure you're okay with this? She's like, yeah, no, I've seen it before. I'm like, I don't believe you.
Yeah. It's like the yeah, you're like a human drinking Diet Coke, and we just injected, like, you know, a fucking soda can of aspartame straight to your brain. Yeah. You're a rat. Like,
yeah.
We just
no, yeah, she's drinking old school Diet Pepsi. We're doing crack. It was fun. Nick made lasagna. It was good. It's fun. Good to see.
Now, you gave him lots of shit for his lasagna.
Yeah, well, he was doing the whole, like, yeah, it's not that good. It was fine, you know?
Yeah, I mean, all the ingredients are there.
I don't think Nick's made lasagna too many times before.
Yeah.
Like, there's things that could be improved, but it was good.
I think his issue, he forgot about the ricotta cheese.
Ricotta cheese, that's...
And then he forgot about that until the very end, so he put it on top. And I don't think he had enough mozzarella to, like, evenly
to
disperse
diffuse it,
it,
right? Yeah. To get, yeah, because it fell apart. But, like, it was still good.
Yeah, it was good. All the ingredients were there.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
It's noodles, meat, sauce, and
well,
cheese.
He didn't really put meat in it. He put that fake shit.
I made sure he got the fake Italian sausage dough to add as well.
Yeah, did he get the sausage and chop it up like the sausage franks? Or did he actually get, like, a sausage loaf?
He got the sausage franks.
That's the way to go. Yeah. You do that with the ziti.
I do, but that's just so I can add a smoked element to it.
That is good. That fucking ziti is so good. We gotta
make one for Joe Scarpacci.
Old Joseph. He was there. He was hanging out. He had knee surgery. What did he tell us to put in the pot? We were just shooting the shit, saying horrible things. He's like, you guys should put that in the pot. We're like, no, Joe.
He said that like 6 times.
100 times. I'm serious. You guys are really... The way you sit around and shoot the shit. Like... Yeah, no, talking about how tight your son's butt is. And story of how he got Ginger the cat.
Just being generally offensive.
Yeah, like really just kind of like cutting loose like some dude. Like dudes rocking, you know?
Yeah.
What did he say to put in the pod?
You
put this cocksucker in the pod. Because he said cocksucker to get our attention for it. Before he left, he called me in because he was watching the UFC fights. And it was the women fighting, whatever. He was like, take a look at this. I'm like, it's chicks fighting. He didn't stare at it like someone like aroused. He was just like entranced. Like, yeah, these broads, they're fucking tough. Like, he was like, they kick your ass. I'm like, what? I know. But like, why do you have to call me into the room to point this
out? Just to insult me.
Well, I think it's like he thinks he's like the first boomer to think that like women who work out and can beat ass are pretty impressive. Like Joe Scarpacci's thing is he's the first man of his generation to realize women are athletes. It's what it seems like.
None of that Leah Thomas bullshit. Fucking ruined women swimming for me, guys.
Oh, God. He had like an old boomer moment. He's like, yeah, that's what it is. You can't say things like this anymore. Is what it was.
That's also politically correct.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we were making some jokes and all that. And then I think he didn't realize we were kind of making fun of him a little bit because, you know, every old guy's got to have like a reactionary thing on it.
Yeah.
Because, Oh God.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so don't hate Nick's dad. Nick's dad's an ally. He's just 100 years old, okay? But
75.
some guy, it was a guy fighting another guy, Vera versus Fukunaga or whatever, and he calls him Oriental. I mean, I would fucking say. Just screaming. I was like, like probably a different word. That's the problem these days. You can't, people can't get away. Can't say what's on their mind. God damn,
Jesus.
I love that old man. He's so funny. So,
Yeah. He's just like all of our mean. He's like everyone's mean dad, just in one person.
first time I thought I smelled him.
Yeah.
Check out the fucking head on this one. Oh God, Guinea Prime, dude. He's the best.
You think
He's
they'd all start with him telling you to go shit in a lake?
yeah, on that pod. Yeah, he's like, hey, tell Tom I said go shit in the lake. Lady of the water, I guess. Yeah,
Shit in a lake is like right up there with saying, like, you don't know shit from Shinola,
shit
buddy.
from Shinola.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Stephen King puts that in his books so
Oh.
much. Yeah, that's where I was
I've
like.
heard Bill Burr say it on his pod.
Shit from Shinola.
Oh, what was that Stephen King thing I just, it was like the Storm of the Century or
Yeah,
something.
one of those made for TV like
And
series
yeah,
things,
and then they
yeah.
kept doing the main accent.
Yeah,
And
that kept driving you crazy.
it was driving me nuts, and I started to kind of get it, but now I can't do it
You're not
anymore.
one of those mainlanders, are you? Like that.
Mainlander.
I have like a rule that if like the accent, like if you can do the accent and no one and it like so, and someone acknowledges it for like a couple seconds, and then the re and then they just hear you normally, then like don't do the accent. Like I still hate House of Gucci. I hate that movie because they just had to like I want everyone to come in and everyone's doing Italian accents. What if they're bad? We're doing Italian accents. And they sucks. They literally took me out of the movie. Could not handle it. I was like, is this a fucking comedy? Jared Leto. Someday, hello. Adam Driver
I
be
don't
like,
ever watch
oh,
it.
don't watch. I mean, Lady Gaga gets the shit fucked out of everyone's scene, but come on. I mean, you don't need to watch the whole movie for that. I have it time stamped. I can just tell you. I have a FAT folder for that.
You remember how like
Catalog.
you remember how like back in the day,
Yeah.
this was like this even kind of predates me, but it doesn't fully, is like the your friends would have like porn you would pass around. You're like
No, I didn't.
that might
I
be.
know people do
Yeah,
that,
but
yeah.
that was like a thing probably like that predates us just a bit.
This may upset you. You know the people I know who did that are like old men. It's not from when it's not that they told me that when I was a kid. It was like, hey little youngin', when you get our age, you can pass around X videos. It's just like guys I knew that did that were older. And I
Yeah.
was like, what? And then like when I worked in the phone business, I'd be like, what the fuck are these messages? What? Like they just share it. I get the concept though. No, but continue. Continue. I
You
feel
know,
you.
it'd be like the you and your buddies buy some tapes and you guys would swap a tape out or whatever. I had that with this white trash kid in first grade because that was when Janet Jackson had the wardrobe malfunction in the Super Bowl. He's like, I taped it. I taped it. And he brought me the tape to school and I watched it and you got to see just a little bit of nipple, I think.
Mama
And
knew I taped that she beat
yeah,
my
fucking
ass.
Dale Brady, that fucking white trash, fucking Ed, Edd n Eddy character.
Yeah, it's dirty because it's not, it's a titty. It's a titty on a black woman. Whoa. Mama knew I'd take this. She'd take away my Klan card. She'd take away my membership card. Oh, man.
Christ.
Now, the only porns I've shared is, I'd run across a couple of these, but Tyler, I don't know what depths Tyler goes to, but he's like, I found something fucked up. Like, what? Like, E fucked level. And he's like, check this out. And it was like a guy, girl, fucking. And then he took a plastic bag and put it over her head, was choking her with it,
Oh,
and
okay.
punching her in the side. I'm like, looking back on it now, I should have told my best friend, I'm like, okay, that's fucked. I'm happy you didn't finish. Can I see your, like, what have you been searching for that this was recommended? I have to know. I like rough sex, but like, that's assault. That's some Trevor Bauer shit. Like, come on.
I feel like the weird freaks now are the ones who actually have, like, the Pornhub app on their phone.
Yeah, people who pay for it. Oh, like the app. Like, what about people who pay for it, then?
Yeah, you're a freak.
Yeah. Like, come on, it's out there.
Dude, it's very, like, there's so much. How could you possibly...
app.
There definitely used to be.
The app Celebrate Black History Month by jerking it off to Neonazi. Lily Starfire craves your creamy penance. Let me see if it is.
We're looking it up, folks.
We're looking it up. You don't see a lot of Cardinals baseball podcasts talking about jerking off to weird shit, huh? Because we're fucking authentic. No, there's not. It just pulls up a... it's an app called Vibrator. All right. Okay.
I feel like there used to be a porn.
No, what they probably do is they home screen it because you can put them on the, you know, the home screen on it. It'll probably have, like, the site logo. That's what it is. So it's just a shortcut.
Or, like, also having, like, an actual, like, account with Pornhub so you can save your liked videos. You're like,
yeah.
Bro, how do you not know what to search for? This is a wide.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I use SpankBang because they have, like, all the long ones. So it's like a 40-minute one. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, so it's.
Because sometimes my favorite part in those, like, little 8 to 10 minute previews are over with. I'm like, this position, this one doesn't do it for me.
Oh, no, dude. I'm the same way.
I need a 50-minute loop video.
There's, like, nothing worse than a video of just, like, the guy and gal, like, talking, it's her just all of a sudden, like, just cuts, and she's just sucking his dick, and then she does that for, like, 6 of the 10 minutes, and then you get, like, 2.5 of them.
Of fucking.
Smashing.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Sonny Gray's showing to be a pretty good leader.
Yeah.
I think my thoughts on Goldie and Arenado being leaders is I think we started having this, what, toward the end of last year? Like, where the fuck are they? And then Katie Wu basically wrote the same article she did last year about Nolan's maturity. We have that Jeff Jones quote of Nolan saying there was a lot of young guys last year, and we just had a clubhouse full of young guys, and all these young guys just running around being young, didn't know how to carry themselves. I'm like, you had a bunch of old guys, and a lot of those young guys have, like, a couple big league seasons under the belt. What are you talking about, man?
I mean, I struggle to really come to grasp, like, which specific guys. I mean, Walker.
Jordan Walker's the only one that, like, comes to mind. But Gorman's got, what, 2.5 seasons under his belt now?
I mean, you can throw Gorman into that since he's split time quite a bit. But, like, Mason Wynn, that was not till the end of the season.
Not till the end of the year. Yeah. Like, for how disastrous everything. Helsley's in arbitration, so he's been up for, what, 5, 6 seasons. Tommy Tudyk's. I mean,
Tommy's
a vet
at this point.
Like, these aren't, like, young guys that are like, I don't know where... Oh, I forgot to pack the white socks. No, these are young guys that are big league professionals. They're not veterans in the aspect of, like, have they won an MVP? Do they have a $30 million a year contract? Have they made a deep postseason run? Have they suffered in Colorado for 10 years before coming here? Like, they're not that. Okay, I get that. But I think they know how to carry themselves. Okay? Like... we had numerous, like, vets last year. What I get out of this is that Nolan and Goldie don't have leadership jobs. Or better yet, they have it. But to the extent that it's effective is, well, I think that debate settled. That we had to go out and get veteran leadership. We had to sign Carpenter. We got a geriatric starting rotation staff. Like, we had to surround these guys with vocal leaders, I guess, to carry the slack for them. That's the way I look at it. And, like, I don't want it to be levied. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a criticism. But I mean, Caleb Noble and I were talking about it. I treat it as like a disappointment because, like, you know, when you're an elite superstar, these two guys, Nolan and Goldie, are going to go in the Hall of Fame. Goldie's won an MVP. Nolan might one day. His time hasn't run out yet. They're both generational talents. They are paid like elite superstars. They should be paid more, let's be honest. But they're paid like elite superstars. I think the leadership thing is just, it should come with that, right? That is something that should, you know.
Yeah, well, and it's like, okay, what is leadership? Is it the actual, like, the guy who assembles the guy, you know, the team for a team meeting and, you know, in like a slump? Is it that guy, or is it the...
Chris Carpenter was the guy who did that.
Yeah,
you know?
Which you totally need guys like
you
that.
Need guys to do
That's
that.
Not ever going to be them.
And Goldie and Nolan just like, yeah, we lead by example, you know how we going down. Yeah. Like okay. Yeah, but you know,
like great. I'm glad you took some extra swings in BP and you killed some more grounders. Like, I'm glad you got to, you know, for a 1 o'clock game you're at the stadium at 7 or 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Like, great.
In 2011, after I think we lost 3 or 4 or split a series with the Dodgers. And it's like end of July or early August. Carp led a closed door meeting on the team, and then they got hot. You know, you need guys to come in or step up, whatever, and, you know, talk some hard truths. You need some combative motherfuckers. You kind of figure Nolan would do that because he likes to fight. He likes, you know, he's not combative maybe with his teammates, that, you know, but I'll take if he's combative with Mets. You know.
I see him stewing in the corner after a bad loss. Like,
yeah, I mean,
like, I don't see him being the vocal guy ever.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I mean, I kind of, it's like when I was reading that Athletic article, is that, like, you know, I think, like, the way, you know, the perspective of it is that Nolan doesn't realize he's in his 30s and he's still just, you know, as a, you know, 20 something year old guy who's just out there to just light shit on fire. You know, I don't mean light shit on fire bad, I mean just, you know, kick some ass. It's hard to accept you're getting old. Sucks, you know.
I'm still a young spray chicken.
You're still a young tasty morsel. Nolan's my age, man. He's got to step it up. You got to yell at some kids.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
you got to show them the way.
I mean, I'm just saying, has Nolan Arenado ever led the Cape Girardeau cellular sales store
in upgrades for
the year
for 3 straight quarters?
Never.
Is he? Yeah.
Where was Nolan Arenado at that Chiefs game that you got rewarded for going to?
Is Nolan Arenado ever been a finalist for President's Club? Nolan Arenado ever gone to a 15K? How many perks does Nolan Arenado have? Does he have a 95% call retention rate on his 48-hour call?
What's Nolan Arenado's VAPS?
What's Nolan Arenado's VAPS per hour? How about his VAPS per phone? Has Nolan generated any business new lines? Is he out there prospecting?
Well, yeah, what about
does Nolan Arenado want to fucking kill himself every day of his life? I got a purse.
I feel like I don't have examples from my job that fit the mold.
Does Nolan Arenado have a big... We're bleeping that.
Yeah, you gotta bleep that.
That's a different kind of chunky. It ain't offensive. It's just very poignant.
Too specific.
Where should I cut it at? At right as I'm saying big.
Yeah.
That'll leave enough. That'll be one for us.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
That's one chunky.
One chunky. Yeah, not like in Quiplash.
Yeah, mine's just like, has Nolan Arenado ever arranged a fall festival and was in charge of vendors and volunteers?
No, because he's bitch made. He's bitch made.
Yeah. Did Nolan Arenado ever come up with a very specific and well executed move-in plan for food trucks on a single lane, one way street?
Did he ever coordinate seniors getting off of a bar, off a riverboat, and took him around on the Rush Limbaugh on Rush Limbaugh tour?
Nope.
No, he didn't. No, he
Not
didn't. I didn't see Nolan
once.
Arenado at
Not
Juneteenth.
once.
Oh man. What we're saying is like Josh and I can be leaders. These two chuckle fucks can do it too. Sonny, though, a lot of a lot of spring training pieces are puff
It's
pieces, but
all
I
been
think
one, yeah.
the Sonny thing, some of it has been actually pretty enlightening. He was holding a meeting with his catching crew after like his latest bullpen session, talking about like getting input. I think that's good to see. He's talking about reviewing tape and data with Dusty Blake. Sonny, I think, is off to a great start. I kind of buy into that. From what I'm seeing on it, I have a real good feeling about him on
Yeah,
it.
no, I think he'll be good.
Yeah.
I
I mean, the leadership thing. Yeah.
the guy
He didn't
will.
have to show up in a fucking Pepto-Bismol Bronco
That was cool.
and have increased sexual tensions with Jimmy the Cat.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Man.
Yeah.
They're playing a little game of cat and mouse.
Little game of cat and gerbil. Where's the gerbil go?
Little game of cat and owl
Cat and
bear.
owlbear. I cast talk to animals. I want to eat your flesh. Okay, Mr. Lin.
Oh man,
Sonny's
yeah.
looking good, though. Looking good.
What else is emerging out of spring training?
Jordan Walker's huge. We knew that, but
Yeah,
he's
and I
huge.
don't know if that was just a drill that they were showing where he was kind of opening up his stance a little bit more, but he was
It was just BP.
yeah.
Was Riley O'Brien? He was in, I think, t 97 and a half. He was touching about 98 miles an hour. He had apparently 19. I don't know why I'm saying apparently, but I mean, you know how reporters are, fucking fake news. 19 inches of horizontal break on his sweeper. So he's throwing
Unacceptable.
high 90s and low to mid 80 sweeper.
So you're telling me that Nick has a sweeper dick?
He has a sweeper dick.
Yeah,
19.
19 inches.
Well, that's before
Oh
it
God. And he's a grower, not a
And he is
shower.
a grower. Riley O'Brien costs like nothing. It just costs cash. So that was cool. He's breaking. You know, if we had to poo, I guess a bold take, before spring training starts, I think Riley's gonna break camp. I think he's gonna make the roster.
Yeah, he's I think Ma's a flyer. I mean,
Yeah.
that's our whole
He's
bullpen.
got it's electric stuff, man.
Our bullpen does feel very like ragtag, and I kind of like that
I
vibe.
like that. Yeah,
Yeah,
they got some dogs in
some
it.
fucking
Dogs.
dogs.
O'Brien combines that like big ass sweeper. He's got like a foot and a half of run on his high 90s two seamer. Kittredge looked good. I mean,
He's gonna
he
be
his
our season's Pat Neshek.
Kittredge or
Yeah.
O'Brien?
Kittredge.
Kittredge, I think, tickles your Andrew Chafin boner a little bit. Have you seen Kit? Look him up. He's
I mean,
got the facial hair. He's a little bit.
he doesn't. He doesn't have the
He's not
handlebar
as
mustache.
rotund. Yeah,
Yeah,
he's not.
no.
He doesn't. Andrew Chafin looks like a dog.
For some reason, whenever you said Andrew Chafin, I thought I was like, "Why is he talking about the guy who ran for president in 2016?" I'm like, "Oh no,
Andrew
that's Lincoln Chafee."
Wang.
I was like.
That's
Miles
Walter
Michael is just
O'Malley.
even more
Wait,
fat alcoholic brother.
was it Martin O'Malley or Walter? Martin O'Malley, right?
Yeah.
The
Yeah. Martin O'Malley, it was Lincoln,
yeah.
and then Bernie and Hillary.
Who is the guy that ran who was like, I killed fucking people in Vietnam? It was cool. It was in 2016.
On the Dems?
Yeah, dude. Let me find this lunatic.
I
Holy shit.
re only remember those four and that
Oh my God. Let me find this fucker. 2016. It could have been Hillary Clinton saying, I love the taste of Asian flesh as we
That brings a new
saturate it with Agent Orange.
Hillary Clinton is now like a spinoff of Charlie's Angels.
She's coming in criticizing Joe Biden's like mental health. I'm like, nope, it is time. It is time.
Sundown and then a
Sundown
sundown
town.
town. Yeah, we wrote a song
Wrote a song
actually
called Sundown
because
and a
a
Sundown
gal at
Town.
this event works with Alzheimer's patients at a t town about 30 minutes from here that's. It was definitely a sundown town back in the day, and oh,
It still
we were
might be. I
cooking.
mean, every town in Missouri honestly might be. Democratic. I gotta find this guy. He was like, I fucking killed. I will kill again.
Howard Dean. That's great. That was it. We're going to Minnesota and we're going to Iowa.
We're gonna suck your penis. Jim Webb. That's who it was. Jim Webb. Oh, dude. What a fucking lunatic. Oh, man. God. That rules. Jesus Christ. Fucking douche. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. Any baseball news? Daniel Vogelbach's with the motherfucking Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays have they have a bunch of big boys.
Yeah.
Vladdy, Kirk, Vogie.
At least, like, you know, Vladdy's, like, muscular, you know?
No, he's fat, but also, yeah. I mean, he's... he is a first baseman.
he's not the level of fat of like Alejandro Kirk or Manoa.
No, Kirk is adorable. I don't want to sound. I know how this sounds him. From a cis white Missouri man, but I would love to shrink him and have him as a little pet.
No, Alejandro Kirk kind of reminds me if like Lee Syatt was a catcher, like you know,
yeah.
Joey Diaz is old, like yeah, producer.
He's fluffy.
Yeah. I just take 1,000 milligrams of Star of Death edible. Oh,
still a lot of free agents haven't signed the big ones. Soler signed with the Giants. I think he got what 19 mil a year. Snell still hasn't signed. Monty hasn't still hasn't signed. Everyone thinks Scott Boras is killing the game. I disagree. I think he gets guys paid and raises the bar.
Yeah,
but I get why he's annoying.
I think Boras, though, is going to be maybe, I mean, his opinion on stuff is going to, I think, matter less and less with contracts like Bogarts and stuff. You know, that.
Oh, like, yeah. That's the other thing we can make fun of. Xander's switching to second base. So the Padres,
Tatis can play short.
No, Kim, I think it is going to play short. Tatis is going to be their mainstay right fielder. So everyone's been making fun of that. They now have spent $280 million for a second baseman instead of paying Juan Soto. So that's, yeah.
And didn't they give him like an 11-year deal or something?
Yeah, they gave him a lot.
To a guy who was already 30?
Yeah, I mean,
like
Bogarts is, you know, he's worth, don't get me wrong, he's worth worth money on it. But like
AAV-wise, years I would never, for any middle infielder, fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
41 at short or
by the time you know DH and all that. The thing about like any of these mega contracts, because now like Harper is talking about wanting to play to his 40s, so we'll probably have his like deal restructured differently there. But like, you know, you make, I would say, that value early on. You try and like capitalize on all that within like the first half of that contract, I would assume. Like Nationals, best example. Like they went out, they won their chip in 2019, and they shot a whole bunch of money to Strasburg after, a whole bunch of money to like Patrick Corbin. You know, they had the talent they had. They went all in. They got it. And yeah, they pay a price now, but like, so fucking what? They won a chip. They capitalized on it. Now they eat that money, rebuild, and they'll be back probably in a couple of years. So I would probably say, like, of all the money that, you know, they've, you know, you would say they've lost due to Strasburg's injury and retirement, you know, they made that up. Like, I mean, how much would you spend to win a chip? Motherfuckers will spend. I mean, I've been watching too much Keith David. Motherfuckers! Like, Yankees haven't won one since 09. And every year, you know, 200 plus, 250 plus, 260 plus million, you know? Yeah. Eventually you hit the lottery. And you get that big chip, baby. You get that parade.
I mean, that is kind of like the soul-crushing thing of...
Right.
Because, like, baseball is one of those sports where it doesn't, because of like the salary cap not really being a cap, it's this luxury tax you're paying.
Yeah.
Which you can pay as much of that
as much as you want.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to make a super team. I mean, shit, I'm not sold that the fucking Dodgers are gonna win the World Series this next year just because I don't care how much money you spend.
Well, you
It's
saw what the Diamondbacks did.
yeah,
Yeah.
like I
It
mean,
gives you better odds,
yeah,
though. You get it.
it helps your odds, and
Yeah.
you have a deeper starting rotation, so in a playoff series, that's fucking huge. However, not to sound like fucking Bill DeWitt, but literally anything can happen.
That's what pissed me off with the Diamondbacks so much. I was like, God damn it, people are gonna use this to be fucking schmeisters about
And
this.
they won it all.
The NL pennant. That's why I'm like happy the Rangers didn't.
Almost.
Almost. So I'm happy the Rangers won. They went out and spent the money. They got in as a wild card.
Where is Jordan Romano pitching these days?
Ray Romano.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah, bro. I got 98 with late C. Wayman. Wayman, you threw a sinker when I called for a swerve. Oh, Robert. I can't see your little fingers. Jordan Romano. Everybody loves Jordan Romano. He is.
I don't know why that
Yeah,
name
he's
just
still with the
popped
Blue
up.
Jays. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he
Why'd you
got
think he was
moved.
anywhere
I
else?
thought he got moved.
No, he's still with the Goo Jays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dog. What the fuck? What the fuck, Josh? Jesus
I'm a fucking
Christ.
idiot.
What the fuck is,
I'm driving to St. Louis tomorrow. I don't even know how to drive.
Are you? What
Yeah.
are you going up there for? I forgot. Ooh.
Oh, you play it.
Oh, quarter two.
I
Feel me.
feed you
You
quarter
know what I
two.
was.
I feed you.
You want to know where I found out why I was saying feel me. All right. It was I was watching old wrestling clips, and then they had one on Teddy Long, who has been like a manager, a referee, and a GM, and he is a very charismatic, like preacher
A
looking black
governor,
guy.
a
A
Navy SEAL.
fighter, a Navy SEAL. Teddy Theodore Long doesn't fuck around. He's got a big dick. All right. So Teddy Long would say, "Do you feel me? Feel ya?" He called wrestlers playa. And I'm like, oh, this is, I understand who I had to channel to make Black Israelite Mike Schilt. It is Teddy Theodore Long.
Jesus.
Listen up here, playa. I gotta, let me holler at you.
See, I can't do that voice because I'm just gonna sound and look like Ralphie May, same playa. Like, what's up here, playa?
What's
Oh,
up, play?
man, we get all the fucking appetizers, playa.
I want, Black Israelite Mike Schilt, who we're going to follow closely this year as he manages the Padres.
The fathers.
He is, as you say, let me holler at you, player. Let me feel you, player.
Man. Mike Schilt.
I miss him. He was such a little fucking goofball. I miss him.
He's better than Marmol.
Yeah, I mean,
I
I
mean,
liked,
he was just a dude. He was a baseball man.
Yeah, he was a dog.
Not a failed player.
Yeah.
You're not even a has-been. You're a never was,
Yeah.
Oliver Marmol.
This has a lot of microaggressions.
Yeah,
I feel like this is like if we were on a on the like if we were doing a show for the Daily Wire. Our Mike Schilt's a real American patriot. A real manager.
what's up, my brother Blood?
What up, brother Blood?
Mike Schilt. Oh,
Listen
okay.
up, motherfuckers. My son Bobby kicked me in the balls.
Dad, I kicked you in the balls, Dad. Dad, I'm dying of a skin disease, Dad.
I love doing that voice because it tickles you, but anytime I do it in the mic, it really sounds like horrific static. But it is very, very, yeah, you can understand it if it wasn't for this.
AIDS freak, Dad.
I'm an AIDS freak, Dad.
Dad.
Dad, I left Arlen, Texas to go to Dallas. I went to Dallas Buyers Club. Dad. Okay, Dad. It's my AZT, Dad.
Oh, God. And Pamela Adlon did Bobby Hill's voice, and she has. There's something about a woman with a smoker's voice, dude. I mean, that.
A little
Delicious.
raspy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I call those
Delicious.
when I call all those sex lines, I always ask for the raspiest
Give me
weapon.
Betty. Get me Betty.
Oh man,
Hello, dearie.
I want to make
This is your mother.
I want to make a joke about a fan of the pod, but I won't.
Oh, no. Oh. Hello, dearie. Hello.
This fucking pitching staff is shit.
This fucking pitching staff is shit.
Man.
Yeah. We're going to opening day at Busch. It's going to be fun.
That is gonna be fun. And I got
Get drunk.
my,
I'm going to pee all over
you know,
myself.
in light of these recent humiliations regarding our shitty jerseys,
Oh, yeah, the Fanatics ones. We bitched about those.
I went ahead and ordered two DHL gate
Did you
jerseys.
get the custom one?
No, because it like says custom, but then there's no place for me to put in like.
I want Barry
Yeah,
Bones.
216 Barry Bones on the back. Pirates jersey.
Yeah.
Ah, my fucking bones, they hurt. Ah!
We need to
I
get a
could
therapist
honestly
on so we
write.
can finally do that fucking sketch.
Yeah, that's a good reason why we should use the. See, Patreon money, we can buy a camera, shoot that sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could use your webcam and just have it look really shitty.
Nah, like
Should treat it like it's an like Omegle cam.
we've got a couple hundies saved up from all the fan contributions, so we need to spend it on something for it. We're thinking he's my so we're what we're welcome to the worst fans board meeting where we discuss what to do with all our profits and proceeds. We're thinking mics or camera. Really should figure out the camera thing, I
Yeah,
think.
we have mics. We should do camera first.
Get like. Instead of this coffee table, maybe get like a desk that we sit at and look super official. We're like, oh, what's up? We're the big nasty motherfuckers. Who wants to see our dick? Or we can use it like what is it Pat McAfee does for Aaron Rodgers? We can pay him like $50 to come on the pod and talk about how not getting vaccinated makes him hot and sexy. You paying attention to me? Are you fucking
Dude,
texting
I have.
a whore? A hooer?
She's not a
I'm
whore.
trying to cook over here.
She's a fine woman.
Yeah.
And my
She
phone.
listens to the pod.
Oh, God, I hope
I
not.
hope not.
Fuck.
Don't tell her for a while.
Like, no, I mean, I don't like ever lead with that in online dating, but I do
Yeah.
eventually. They're like, what are you into? And then it's like, okay.
Butt play.
I do a podcast with my friends, and I hope for the love of Christ that they leave it at that. They're like, what's it about? I'm like, it's like baseball, left wing. We're
So,
fucking stupid.
yeah,
We do bits,
we
voices
say
sometimes.
we're a baseball podcast, but we're really like a 4chan forum board. We're a hate group first podcast.
It's basically if you combine John Boy with
Oh, Christ.
Stormfront.
A Stormfront lip reading. Big action going on today at the Reichstag fire. Job boy. Read
Jesus.
his lip. I'm reading him right here. He said, we got to blame the Jews. See, that's what he said. Let me rewind it. He's saying, we got to blame the Jews. Oh, God. Job boy. 1930s job boy. Here's something that's interesting. I don't know. FDR can't walk. He can't walk. Oh, man.
What a fun
Oh, Jesus.
combination.
I overlaid his fastball with his artillery shell.
What do you so like
Yeah.
what do you mention that whenever you're talking to chicks? I mean, I know it's not cool to lead with it because that's not an impressive thing.
The
God,
thing is that.
your fucking rotund gut
I know,
just
it's so random. It is so randied.
don't milk it. Oh,
No,
someone
don't
milk
want me
it.
to talk, make it talk. Want
No.
me to do Keith David with it?
Yeah, that I do want.
Welcome to hell, motherfucker.
This is why we need a camera, folks.
We do.
Yeah.
I've been on a Keith
Yeah, that's
David
not,
spill.
well, it's weird too because you already had your skin,
Peeled.
pigmentation
Yeah.
dark. So
Yeah, it's
like
the only white thing on my body now.
no, you did like you did black gut
I
instead of
did.
black face.
Oh, God. I don't even want to. I don't even want to try and like build how that would happen. I'm picturing like somehow like being in like a tanning bed and tanning everything but the gut to where he just kind of looked like a piece of candy corn without the shirt or a zit. Like your gut just looks like a big zit. Joshua, come give me a kiss. Motherfucker. Keith David. I wonder if I can do that. He's done so much voice acting.
Oh, you want to do some voice acting?
No, I mean, get a hold of Keith David.
Oh.
Like if he does a cameo or something like that. Get him to say it. Get him to
We
rip
should
some.
still put some money towards getting Stubby Clap to give us a message.
We can get to, yeah. We can just find him. Stubby's a fucking base coach. He barely makes more than us. So I bet we can bully him into it.
He's like,
Keith Everest, Stubby Clap the third.
instead of watching like, tape or film, he's just like basically getting like he's like couponing, like he's doing it like those say like those say those like
He's filing for SNAP. And everyone's like, hey, how's it going, Stubby? He's like, life is pain and misery. Oh, see you bright and early.
he's the guy
See
just
you at batting
he has
practice.
his own catering bag because he just takes all the scraps from like the
He's
players'
eating.
meals.
Yeah, he's going through the trash. Base coaches don't make shit.
He probably makes what, like a couple hundred
Yeah,
thousand, maybe.
easily.
Yeah.
I would say probably like half a mil, I would assume. Base coaches are taken care of.
No umpires.
Yeah, not paid enough. They're real heroes. So I got my new police riot gear. You saw those shiny shin guards. Ooh.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
And I showed you how to properly sex a woman
You
with
did, which
yeah.
is break her back. Which is completely shatter all her joints. Well, you need to rotate those. I got that in plate shoes. Yay. Look like a shiny little riot cop. I'm ready to go defend a car dealership from some peaceful protests. Ooh.
Peaceful.
A piece of that ass,
Oh,
bro. Ooh.
man.
Yeah.
We should just start doing that to downtown businesses. Just but like have like one of those like zombie bats with the spikes on it and just like hang out from like Port Cape and just like
Get fake blood and chunks of meat all over it.
Yeah, what's it called in Baldur's Gate? Like just like the viscera, just like the pile
Yeah,
of
just
guts.
pile of gore. Yeah, viscera. Just rat guts we've smushed everywhere. Ooh, it's public sidewalk. Get off me, fuzz. I'm within my rights. It's for art. You don't see real rat corpses.
I've bashed some rodents today. Do you want me to start bashing some pigs?
I have the rat smasher. Do you have a rat problem?
We should be rat kings.
Rat kings? Yeah. Not like the, get their tails all tangled up and form a big, super disgusting rat. But we would just wear little crowns and command rats to do our bidding.
The crown of Karsus controls the rats.
Crown of Karsus. He stole a Karsite portion of the weave.
Man.
Hello, I'm Gale. I'm fucking Gale. Oh, Dango ate me baby.
I told Nick that he was Astarion, and we should have started sending Nick clips of
Of a
Astarion.
starring role. Oh, darling.
Oh, honey.
Oh, darling.
Oh.
Oh, darling, please get this dick out of my butt. He's not a super horny vampire. Gale's the horniest in Baldur's Gate. Gale is.
I honestly think Halsin is pretty fucking horny too.
Yeah. Oakfather.
Yeah,
Oakfather,
you're
command
talking
me.
to him and Halsin's just like, yes, I've taken many lovers, and you're like, oh, what?
Yeah, I fuck a lot as a bear.
Yeah.
Have Jahira.
I am an old druid. I have old druid sneeze.
My PS5 run, I'm with old Shadowheart. You're with Karlach now. You fucked everyone in your first playthrough.
Fucked everyone, like, even the fucking mime player.
You did, yeah, he got that squid pussy. Yeah,
I turned down those advances this time. I was like, that was gross.
He got that squussy.
Karlach has my heart. So let's see if this hoochie tomorrow.
Oh, did she take you on the date yet in the game?
Yeah,
it was so good.
So you get to like bang her twice, right?
You get to bang her all the fucking time, dude. Yeah. That's what love is all about.
Dude, I forget she has a tail, and I'm like, ooh, the fucking tail.
Oh, wait, did this happen?
Still smaller than Nick's.
Okay,
tail.
This is very funny. What happened in my, did she do this in your date run with the sex scene? Is,
you were on your back?
Yeah, she fucked you.
Yeah.
Amazon style. And like, I'm like, I just kind of looked at it and I'm like, ah, you know what? Yeah, I just started laughing. It's just she's fucking getting her tail. Oh, man. Yeah. What other Cardinals baseball podcast talks about the leadership of Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt combined with like the professionalism of Sonny Gray, as well as porn history, gun control, Keith David,
Black Gut.
Israelite Mike Schilt and getting laid in a video game. None of them. Yeah. But ours does.
Yeah.
5 minutes of baseball, 55 minutes of puerile nonsense.
I mean, yeah. But, like, we haven't even had spring training games. What are we to talk about at this
point? I don't know. It's just conjecture.
I mean, it's literally.
We look at previews and get mad. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it is nothing but. I mean, if we want to do, like, the. I don't know. Like. I'm at a bar and I'm just talking about the team. We've done that. We've done that. So
yeah, and I don't know how many times we could say our rotation's old. I wish we did more. And yeah, I mean, it's boring. Boring. So I'm waiting for the games so that way we can see how everyone starts performing and looking. So yeah.
Well, they won't look good because they're wearing those shit jerseys.
Those shit ass fucking jerseys. God, they look terrible. We got new hats, though. They have a new road hat. It's like mutual callback.
Road head.
Red brim and blue cover. There's blue hat.
Equipment guy just wiping his mouth. Like,
road hat. The hat that gives you road head. Oh, God. The hat is one out of the bag. Okay. It's a long road trip. Guess you can suck me off, Hatimus.
It's like a sorting hat, but it just sucks your dick.
Yeah. Sorting hat. Daddy issues.
Griffin whore.
Griffin whore. If you put it on me, it'd be Arby's.
Nickelodeon slime, but it's Aju just dumps on you.
Yeah, just Harry Potter working out at Arby's like Hermione and fucking Ron. Hey, Harry, how's it going? We learned how to turn each other into cats. Harry's like, I've been working 16 hours at this Arby's. I have no time to myself.
Fucking mudblood life, am I
fucking
right?
Fucking mudblood life. Hold on, I got a horse radishium.
Working mud to blood. What a way to make a living, Betty. Get in.
Expecto curly fryos picorium. Oh. Hold on, I got to put the fries down.
That's actually reminds me. This is like how like I knew my dad like was a fat guy. Like,
yeah.
Like as a kid, even.
Because your eyes haven't developed like a kitten.
But like. It was like kindergarten when the first Harry Potter movie came out.
Oh,
and I remember his eyes visibly lit up whenever like that
Christ.
Like all of that food just magically appeared for their like feast and he's like
oh. Your mom took it so so personal. I wish you could fucking do that, Susan.
Dad's being a bastard. Man. No, that was the era when my mom made like my mom's a pretty good cook.
Yeah, she's good.
She's better with baking, but she's a good cook generally. But we just ate like fucking hamburger helper all the fucking time. Like
the easier stuff. Yeah.
Like I will never eat that shit because I ate so much fucking cheeseburger mac. I can't.
Yeah, that. I mean, it's like with anything. Once you have it too many times, it's completely ruined. You know.
Yeah, and also like, I think like the concept of cheeseburger mac's kind of gross. Like, It's one thing to get like,
Meat and,
oh, hey, had a
well, I
burger
mean,
with some fried mac and cheese ball thing.
yeah,
Like,
I mean,
that's one thing,
the thing
but.
I used to do would be I would Velveeta in shells and mix in like sausage or cooked ground beef with it, you know. But I mean, that's still different from like hamburger helper. Yeah, the mac noodles on it just
Ooh,
yeah.
you want to know what I did today for my lunch?
Cranked off.
Yeah, that burns calories and adding it.
Yeah. Crank 3, high
No,
voltage.
I bought some egg whites and
Yeah.
then I did a couple of regular eggs, some egg whites, some spinach, a bunch of
Yeah.
leftover bacon I had.
Oh,
Fried that up. Kind of made a little, I make a little, you know, with some toast. Ooh, pretty good.
artisan. You're a little
I've been cooking a
artisanal
lot
boy.
lately.
You've been what?
I've been cooking a lot lately.
Cooking's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, saves money where you don't have to like go out all the time, you know.
You know, I feel like it doesn't.
This is our Dave Ramsey hour now. What other Cardinal
No, dude, I mean,
podcast
like
has
for this chicken parm I made tonight, I mean, I easily spent $20 on those fucking ingredients. I
that?
could, like, I mean, yeah, I guess I'll have it for leftovers, but again,
Yeah. That
eh.
you know the thing that like I have to combat with is like as just a dude is cooking, trying to be best at like at the very most cooking for two, but mainly just like cooking for one. Because like you and I, like once or twice, we were like, "Hey, I'm gonna do this." I'll be like, "I'm down for that," but most of the time, it's like I need to cook so I can eat. And like I have this horrible habit of just overcooking too much shit, and not even like a smorgasbord, but like
Of that one thing.
a whole like you know maybe instead of like. You know, 6 pieces of bacon, I do 3, you know, maybe instead of making four, you know, one or two, you know, 2 sandwiches, you make 1 sandwich, you know, it's like, oh, if I don't cook all this, you know, it's gonna go to waste or something like that. And
Which, I
also,
mean,
like,
to be fair, we do have a lot of fucking shit we
we do,
throw to waste.
but like, in addition to that, it's like, you know, s single dude, like, just one, like, single portion cooking. Is not like something that's like I would say readily like marketed, I guess, or sold, like in grocers. You know, when you ever go buy a pack of meat, you know, it's like we have them in 2 packs of 2 and 4. We have this ginormous log of ground beef. You know,
Yeah. The closest thing you get to that's when you just buy
a steak.
like two chicken breasts or a
Yeah.
steak. And even two chicken breasts is more than you need,
Yeah,
but it's
well,
still like
it's like, yeah, in the chicken breast, you just resort to like, you just buy like those, like, I guess, like packs. We have those, you know, you pull out chicken breast from it,
Yeah.
essentially, you know. And I was like, man, I just like, you know, like my chicken breast the way
Speaking of
it
which, I
is.
have some chicken I thawed out last week that I did not ever end up eating in the fridge, I think. In the Ziploc. Well.
Raggy.
We need to use that deer my uncle gave me though.
Oh, yeah, where the fuck is that?
That should be in a freezer where you put the booze at earlier.
Okay, yeah, we need to eat that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our fucking smoker blew out a wheel again.
Yeah.
Josh is gonna call and
Fucking.
get Karen on them.
Well, I'm like, I just like, I don't know why this, like, why don't they just fucking work?
I don't know,
They're
and
caster wheels. How are we re, you know?
I don't know if like I had to put it in wrong, 'cause like I don't know how without overturning the fucking thing. I was like, I literally took my jack, raised it. Went in, I was like, okay, I guess you twist and it's a screw, so you twist and it's in. Okay. I'm like, and I set it down and like it would roll, but it won't fucking, you know
Yeah.
how that's how it broke last time. I'm like, so what
So I
is it?
broke this time too.
Yeah. I have to, when I do it, I have to like hoist it up, drag it out
I
and get
might
it
have
away.
you put these on whenever I get them in the mail because
Yeah,
I
yeah,
don't
yeah.
want to use your jack.
Yeah.
Not, I'm not a man.
I
You
am
also need to
dead.
get rid of that
I'm
fucking
dead.
car battery in the garage.
I know
That
I need to
old
get
car
rid of it.
battery.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you just want to like, torture some people, see
I
how
think
it's
what we
done.
need to do is just become shit bums and start putting like stuff like that out in the
We'll get fucking Lance. Or can I
Oh man,
here?
dude. So when I go to Illinois to sports gamble, this is the most privileged thing I'll say. You know, I cross over the bridge, wait to my location, I send it, and if all goes well, I turn in where that the last remaining business in East Cape is like a little fish fry place, really small shack. And so it goes through, and I'll just cut and go right behind that just dilapidated, abandoned like strip they have. They have like a side street there, and then pop out and come back into Cape. But like I have to go past like a couple of homes, and it's really weird because these are like, when I think of like homes, these are kind of homes I would imagine seeing in like West County, St. Louis. But like it's on gravel road, and instead of like looking well manicured, they have just a bunch of car shit. So much shit out in the yard. I'm like, this is depressing to me. I can't take looking at that.
We just have our shitty lawnmower.
We just have that. We're pretty, yeah. If we had a little more room,
If that thing breaks again this year,
we'll just get the assistant one, yeah, or just pay
we
someone.
just someone.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Nah. The commie mobile, the commie mower is fun, but not the,
Yeah, and like
not that.
we didn't save any money last year on that. I'm just paying a
Yeah.
company to come out and mow our shit for $30.
Yeah. Well, in the mower's slight defense, I did run over that fucking steel main. So that's why I cover the expense on that one, because that was me.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that,
Yeah.
but also, like,
That fucker would have been
I mean, I
bad
think about
without.
it. We pay a company to come out every couple weeks.
Well, I have like my old contact for it. I pay him, it was like 35, so $70 a month is all it was. So, yeah,
Well,
my
how.
ex hated that. I was like, I because but we only have like a push mower. I'm like, I'm not fucking, not an assistant one, like a push mower. I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm not fucking push mowing this fucking big ass yard with this. Fuck that. I will happily pay $70 a month for some motherfuckers to come out and mow this.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, 100 degrees out, and I'm gonna put. It takes me 5 hours to fucking mow this motherfucker with like a normal push mower. Oh.
I'm still fuzzy on that math, because even with a non-assisted push, we don't have that big of a yard. Like,
It's not so much that, it's the mower we had jammed easily is
oh.
the thing. So unless you were like right on top, and this would be something you have to mow like every week. But the riding mower, I just mow it every couple of weeks. Oh, I'm like, oh, it's like up near my, past my ankles. Let's mow it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I may want to like everyone's really just hanging out with us. Let me just, I forgot we're doing a pod. I mean, get
We
like a
need to
leaf.
record this shit.
We should record the, yeah, this is Joe's doing. Get like a leaf blower for blowing like the fucking grass blades because the HOA was, which we're not bad about
Were they
that.
honest about that?
No, but they put in their point of emphasis and like I remember like I almost went like you ever seen the first season of True Detective?
Parts of it, yeah. I
Okay,
never finished it.
there's a part where like Matthew McConaughey mows like Woody Harrelson's like lawn and he got really mad at him for that, and I remember mowing. And like these people that I guess like a mowing agency down the street, like they finished up and they came up and like blew the grass blades back in my yard. And I want to stop, be like, go the fuck away. I see it. Like, I see it. I don't want to stop what I'm doing to go and blow this back in when it's just going to get blown back out. I will take care of it at the end. Mind your own fucking
Well,
business.
you know what? Fuck the motorcycle. It's we only do that for the motorcycles. Who the fuck?
Yeah.
How many people are hot riding up and down our cul-de-sac? Like,
And if they are, they're an asshole that
yeah,
deserves
fuck
it.
them.
No, we usually, so when all the grass blades go in, I mow the lawn, then I turn around because the way the mower is, where it shoots out grass, shoots out a bunch of air, and I just go up the side and I shoot it back into our yard. Like, who the fuck, go the fuck away.
Who the
This,
fuck are you?
yeah. You do that again, I'll shove that leaf blower up your fucking ass. Guy bigger and tougher than me. I'll run you over with the commie mobile.
We
Yeah.
should
I'll
we
get
should
Joe Scarpacci. He'll cane your ass.
We should make just Joe mow our lawn.
Yeah. Get out of here, you old fuck. Get out
Yeah,
here, you old crappled. You crappled Italian man.
we should probably call this. Who's your crumble champ?
I don't know, man. There's a John Stewart's back. I'll give him a crumble. Best lib
Interesting.
in the game, I would say, is John Stewart.
Yeah. Mine I think will actually be an also positive one. It's gonna be generic. Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray's my crumble champ.
Sonny Gray, he's getting along so well with Wilson, and I think Wilson really is gonna. This is gonna be a good year for Wilson, I think. Because
Wilson had a good year last year too.
He's gonna have a better one. Yeah, I think he's gonna be. And you know, I should really do like a big Autismo deep dive on like how like free agents perform in their first year after contract. Yeah. And I would probably see that it's like a struggle bus, and then it goes up from there. You know, they drastically improve. And always the case. I mean, DJ LeMahieu went sicko mode his first year with his contract. But I kind of feel like there's an element of truth to that.
Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah. Xander's, then Xander's due. Yeah. Nolan. You know, first year with us was rough. And then he went MVP mode, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
same with Goldie. Goldie too. Goldie's first year with us was his. Then again, those, you know, those two guys are, you know, trades and whatnot, so not quite free agent, but you get it.
Yeah, like, new team adjustments.
Yeah, you know, you're an established guy. You know,
you're a made guy.
You're a made bro. But,
oh, all right, patrons.
Oh, good daddy. Hat.
Fran.
Jeff.
Bravo.
Bravo. We get them in the first four names that time. James.
Jeff.
I already said that.
Shit.
Tyler.
Tyler.
Nick.
Pat.
Alex. I already said Pat. Richie. I think we got them all there.
Bravo.
Yeah, I said Bravo. We got the whole crew.
Cran.
We need to. I'm going to. Next 3 days, we'll read up on the Oakland A's thing. Let's see if we can get Tyler on here to talk
about
the A's. I should
get my coworker to try and bring the A's to Cape Girardeau.
That'd be great. They'd be like the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, now that college baseball is starting, we can go watch SEMO play.
I can get us free tickets.
Sure. Yeah. I need to go watch that.
I'm
going to do some Stu-style scorebooking. Show him my pretty
Stu on again. So I can harass him for blowing me off when I went to Jefferson.
Piece of shit! You fucking piece of
been hanging out. Could have been hanging out with Jeff, dude.
You could have. Could have hung out with Jeff.
I don't even know what Jeff looks like. I have a vision of what he looks like. It's kind of like Beard from Ted Lasso is what I'm imagining.
I kind of say that. I mean, yeah. Jeff's the oldest of our patrons. So, actually, Nick might be older.
Jeff is like 74 years old.
No, Jeff's told his age, but I don't want to dox him any further. I would say Nick and Jeff are the oldest ones of our fans. So,
hey,
fucking fossils,
millennials,
trilobites.
Are they Gen X?
Yeah, I would say close. So,
right in the cusp.
I'm a middle.
Right in the cusp of licking my balls.
I was born in 91, so I'm a middle millennial. You're an older, or sorry,
I'm
more
young,
recent, younger millennial.
I'm a young millennial. I barely made the cut.
Nick's turning 30 this year, too.
Yeah, I thought Nick was only a year older than me. I thought he turned 28 like last year.
Oh, yeah. He's, yeah. Because when him and I first started hanging out, he turned like 27, and I made like Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix jokes. So, it's like, what do you do? You're 27. You got to choke on your own vomit and die.
Here I am. I'm fucking gay.
He's one day going to just not tell us about a show, so we wouldn't come there and sabotage it. All right. I'm gonna read up on the A's. We gotta get Tyler on so that he can Oakland Tyler because he's got A stuff and he'd be fun.
Not Tony La Russa reincarnate.
No, fuck him. Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
He took my shoe, Mr. Pickles. All right. Who we fucking?
We're fucking Biscuit the cat.
Yeah.
Fuck that cat.
That cat is so good.
I want that cat to die.
Josh just can't close the door. That cat.
This fucking cat just wants to piss all over my bath mats.
Just all over his bath mats.
I'm trying to put the fear of God into her.
What we need to do is put like a Jack Fox that leaps out when she crosses. Yeah.
Trap to scare.
Just traps.
Start pissing in her fucking litter box.
She'd probably be like, okay.
This is my fucking house, bitch.
That's what she needs to see. And not like you, like, standing over pissing it. Like, you're crouched in like a cat over it. Just like a huge stream of piss. Big clumps. And then I have to get her back. I have to make her clean it. So I got to tape those little shoveling back to her paws, but clean it, pick it up.
See, like, and it's very hard to get a cat, like, you know, like when like a dog, you know, pees or poops in the house,
you just smush their face in it, you scream at them on the back.
I mean, it's
you fucker,
yeah.
Cats is challenging on that one. You have to literally morph your fucking life around them, which is easy sometimes, yeah, easy for me. I mean, you know, I speak the language.
Yeah.
Whenever she climbed on the curtains, I just put stuff to pin the curtains to the wall, and she stopped. So
I just
go get your little dog gate then.
Yeah, she'll jump over it still. I know she will.
That's why we're gonna put Saran wrap above it, and she.
You know, it's so annoying. It was annoying enough to have to wrap my arm in Saran wrap to shower when I had my pick line last.
Ooh, that sucked.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fucking wrap the wall.
When I get fly traps, like the sticky pads they use to catch like hornets and stuff.
I think we just have like a gun.
Oh, and you shoot a cat.
It's set to go off if someone passes.
Yeah, no, it's like a trap. You know, it's a trip wire, and then you have like a big gun.
Yeah.
And she leaps over, and it goes into the neighbor's house. And they're like, why did you do this? It killed a kid. It's like, well, you see, this cat
keeps wanting to piss on my bath mats. Oh,
don't stop pissing.
Say no more. Totally get it.
Oh, yeah, we get it, too. We'll cover it up. We'll save us gang violence here in the suburbs.
Yeah.
So, God damn.
Oh, God.
We're so fucking boring and white. Okay. Yeah. All right, fuck.
I love you, everyone.
Love you all. Fuck cats.